Bibles with you, turn to the book of Mark, chapter number 2. Mark, chapter number 2 is where we'll be looking tonight. Thank you, Stacy. since I'm the music man, the thing that moves me the most is listening to music. So Matt Maher has come out with a new song. I don't know if y'all have heard it, but it's called In the Room. Anybody heard that new song by Matt Maher? In the Room. So I was, when it first came out, I was driving down the road, and I hear this song come on the radio. Well, it gets to a point in the song at the bridge where he says, whatever it takes to get me to you, tear off the roof, lower me down. I just want to be in the room. So I got to thinking about that. So in Mark chapter number 2, verses number 5 through 12 is where I'm going to start reading. And verse 5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were so reasoning within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he rose and took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. So we kind of picked up at the end of that story. And as that song played and I listened to that song, I thought about this guy that had come to Jesus. And what a miracle that these people had seen that day in that house. That they had just seen a man that was born with paralyzed from birth. And Jesus tells him to take up his bed and walk, and he gets out of there. I mean, we could stop right there and talk about all the miracles that Jesus did. But my mind raced back to what happened prior to that. Prior to that. And let's look in verse number 1 of that same chapter. It says, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Man, would that not be any pastor's dream? That the church house is full. You can't even get in the door. You can't see through the windows because people are sitting in the windows. They're outside on the porch of the house. They're everywhere. Wouldn't David Ayers be surprised to come in here Sunday morning and him not have anywhere to stand and we not have anywhere to sit? Think about that. Amen. They're listening to Jesus preach. And they, verse number 3, and they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. So if I had a thought for tonight, it's going to be, what's it going to take for us to tear off the roof? What's it going to take for us as Christians to tear off the roof? Well, I looked up some architecture of the early of that time. These roofs are not like what roofs we have now. Christy's had me doing some renovations on our house, and I had to tie a gable into our roof, so I had to tear some stuff off. That wasn't very easy to do, but I got it done. It's pretty messy. And all I had to cut through was 5/8 inch OSB and pull some shingles off. Wasn't too awful bad, but I still didn't like doing it. These roofs in that day, it says that the most common roof was flat because they used it for living space above the house. You know, they would go in the evenings, they used it for living space. Sometimes they even grew grass on their roof. So they're flat, they've got grass on them, but the structure, the way they constructed them, said that it had poles, wooden poles, spaced 3 feet apart. So if you've ever fooled with concrete, and I have, because that was the business my dad was in my whole life, was concrete, and I still hate concrete to this day. It's a hurry up and wait job. You got to hurry up to get it ready, and then you got to wait on to get there. But the poles were kind of like the rebar that's in concrete. They were spaced 3 feet apart. Then in between all those squares of those poles, it said it had cross pieces of sticks in there. And then on top of those sticks was clay that had seed, grass, you know, anything that they could get in there to make that mud stick together. So that don't sound like it'd be too hard to break through. But then it said the average thickness is 12 inches thick of clay, and said when it baked in the sun, it would become as hard as concrete. All right, so you got these four friends that go by and pick up their buddy Joe and say, hey, Jesus is speaking. We're going to take you down there. So they get down there with Joe. That's what I call him. They get down there and they see that even in the streets, you're not going to be able to get into the house. What would most of us do? Joe, I'm sorry about your luck, buddy. Maybe he'll be back tomorrow night for another revival session. Maybe we can get in then. But there had to be that one crazy friend. There had to be one Scotty Henry in that group, or I don't know that they would have done this. You know, there's the one guy that says, hey, what about the roof? Wonder what they thought when this guy says, hey, let's just go up on the roof. What do we think, Brother Earl? Let's carry him up on the roof. We'll get him in that way. Number one, this is not their house. You know, I'm going to be pretty upset if somebody pulls up in my driveway and climbs up on the roof and starts tearing it off. Probably some folks in this church, if we were packed out, would be pretty upset. The trustees are going to be pretty upset. We climb up there and somebody starts tearing the roof off here to let somebody in. But these guys did not waver in what they wanted to do. You know, I thought about it as, what did it take for them to get to where they're at? I think they had to have four things that we as Christians today need to have. First thing that I think that they had to have was that compassion for their friend. Did we see anywhere in that reading where it said he had a mom, dad, brothers, sisters, anybody else that came by to pick him up to take him to see Jesus? I don't think that it doesn't say that, so I don't know. I don't find it recorded in any of the other accounts of this scripture. It always talks about the four friends. So I think that we have to be friends, and that we're going to have compassion. We're going to have that compassion for our fellow men before we can start tearing any roofs off. You know, for a long time, I've always had some compassion, but for a long time, the job that I used to hold, I didn't have a whole lot of compassion for people anymore. You know, because I was always called to fix their problems that had taken them years to create in 5 minutes. You know, that kind of wears on you. So I'm having to work. Brother Stacy knows what I'm talking about. I'm having to work to get that compassion back that I used to have. And I'm getting there. But I can do better as far as compassion. When you see that person that's needing the help, that's needing that pat on the back, that's needing things done, we've got to have that compassion before we can start tearing off roofs. I think another thing that we're going to have is conviction. We're going to have that conviction. These guys just, I mean, if they hadn't had some conviction about what they were doing, when they got there and saw that everything was blocked, we're not going to get in, would they have climbed up on the roof to try to tear a hole in the roof of this house that they didn't own? Somebody else's house, Jesus is there preaching in it. So I think that they knew that Jesus Christ was the only one that can help their friend. What does the world say today? Jesus is a way. You know, there are many ways that you can get to God. You just live a good life and treat people right and you'll be okay. These guys, I believe, were convicted that Jesus was the only way that their friend was going to get any help. I mean, I don't know what kind of doctors they had back in those days. Nothing like we have now. But I mean, if you were paralyzed, had palsy, you were pretty much going to be a beggar your whole life. But these guys knew and had faith and conviction enough to know that Jesus could help their friend. So, to tear off roofs, we're going to have compassion, conviction. I think we're going to have commitment. Now, the guys that I work with, we're a pretty tight-knit group of guys. And I think that any one of us can call the other if there's something going on. But, Andy, I probably ain't going to go tear somebody else's roof off to get you in, because, you know, here we'll end up going to jail for that. You know, but I think we've got to have commitment. And in the jobs that we do, even at work, you have to be committed to doing your job. Your buddy has to be committed to doing his job. All four of those guys, I don't know if it took some convincing to say, hey, there's a roof up there. We can go tear through that roof. And I'm sure that as being grown men, I'm sure they all knew how that roof was constructed, don't you? I'd say that them being men, they knew, they had seen it done before, so, you know, it don't say that there was one standing over going, I don't know, you know, it's got those big poles going through there, and then they got the cross hatching, and there's 12 inches of mud that's dried like concrete. I didn't see any of them saying that, did it? Says they carried him to the roof, and they began to tear it off. Said they, excuse me, said they had broken it up, they let him down. So they didn't waver, they were committed to what they were doing. They were committed to getting that help for their friend. So I think we've got to commit. We've got some things coming on here at church. We got a building that we're looking at putting out here to put a school in. Each and every one of us have to commit to that. We have to believe that that is God's will. We've got to have that conviction that it's God's will. And we've got to commit to that, to get that done. We've got to believe it's God's will that we have Vacation Bible School here in a few weeks. And we've got to commit as people if we want to see lives change and we want to see roofs get ripped off. The last thing that I think you're going to have to rip a roof off is you're going to have some cooperation. And I heard a joke one time that the only way that you're ever going to get Baptists in one accord is if you stick them in a Honda. So you got to have some cooperation. I know everybody's laughing, so we've all been in those situations where you've got one. And then I read an article the other day that said, sometimes God's biggest stumbling block in the church is the people in it. We got to get out of God's way, and we got to cooperate with those that we work with in the church. You know, I wonder what kind of fight that'd been if Bill, James, Joey would have been digging, and then you got Bob over here watching. Excuse me. I don't think it went real well.
But they got the job done. They ripped the roof off. They got their friend as Jesus. All because they were willing to rip the roof off to get him in there. So, keep that in mind. We need to be people of compassion. We need to have conviction. We've got to be creative sometimes in how we minister. And we're going to have to cooperate with those around us. That's all I got. Does anybody have anything else that they'd like to add?
We talked about this before. How do you get a paralyzed guy 10 feet in the air? Pretty hard to do.
Pretty hard to do.
Really hard to do.
Yep. To even have carried him there, that's just dead weight that you're carrying. And the bed.
They had to know of Jesus' ministry of some type to even be sure that he would be attended to.
They had to have that faith that Jesus could heal him. And if you look at that, that's what it says. Their faith. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, to the sick of a palsy, thy sins be forgiven. He saw the faith that the friends had, as well as the man that was willing to be carried there and lowered down through a roof. Could you imagine being in that congregation and you hear things on the roof and then clods of dirt start falling down and mud and rocks and sticks? I would like to sing that service. I'm not going to kid you. I'm not going to lie about it. I'd like to have been there. Like the song says, I would just like to have been in that room. So let's go out and let's tear some roofs off. Let's tear some roofs off. Brother Ryan, would you dismiss us in prayer?